Warm-ups?
Warm-ups. Didn't you say you had a warm-up game last time?
Don't recall this at all. I think you had a dream, James.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. You've been dreaming about us
again. I could improv an improv game.
Yeah, Jared.
All right.
Stop stalling.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go around in a circle, and we'll continuously say nice things about me. I'll start.
I'm out.
All right, you start.
Okay.
Yeah, say one nice thing about yourself. That's true.
Oh, it has to be true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my improv game. I think I can.
Oh, yeah, okay. It doesn't have to be true.
Yeah. I wasn't born. I arrived from outer space.
And that's a good thing?
In my mind.
I guess it could be a good thing. All right, James, say something nice about Jared.
Pass.
Wait, it doesn't have to be true, right?
Right.
Jared has always been kind to me.
I have. You're right.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Yeah. You've always been kind to me.
Yeah, I'm just incredibly humble is another thing that's pretty great about me.
I always like to give Jared a quote, thumbs up, unquote.
Jared, I've always thought you can jump a lot higher than one would think.
And I could also land softer than you'd expect.
Yeah, you kind of just flutter down.
One thing is, and this is a real one about you, Jared, is that I've never seen somebody eat so many blocks of cheese.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
that is definitely true. And yeah, that's a good thing about Jared.
Yeah,
the nicest.
Yeah, Jared, you can eat cheese good. you eat cheese good.
Yeah. You're a better cheese eater than most people.
Yeah, than like rats. All right. Any other games?
Hey man, look what I did. If you did, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone. Trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello, and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we want to improve, and fix it. I'm James Miser, and with me are...
Sam Chidley.
And...
Jared Sane.
All right, and Sam, what are we talking about today?
I think we're going to talk about greeting cards. That little thing that you get, like, on your birthday or on Christmas.
Or you sign...
Or Valentine's Day.
Or you sign real small with a tiny message for, like, a fellow employee on their birthday.
Yeah. I kind of hate the passing the birthday card around at work ritual.
Why? Why? It's, like, so much easier than actually doing something.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel obligated to like write something as opposed to just sign my name. But usually they go around for people I don't interact with all that much. So I'm just like, well. So then I just write like, happy birthday.
Yeah. My rule of thumb
that's totally not the occasion. Like their wife just died or something. And you wrote happy birthday in their card.
My rule of thumb for coworker cards is the less I know them, the more effusive I am in the message. So if it's somebody that I've like, barely interacted with at all, I'm always like, ah, man, Jeff, you're the best. We couldn't do this job without you, and I love you so much.
Uh-huh. Really enjoyed all of our talks.
Yeah. XOXO, James.
Keep in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch.
And when
never
Jeff
change.
When Jeff gets the card, he just looks at, he's like, who's James Miser, and why did he write half a page about me?
Yeah, and then when he looks over at me, I just wink and give him a smooch.
Mm-hmm.
Like an air kiss.
Yeah.
Like a wah.
Yeah, that'll definitely stop him from asking any more questions. Yeah. Unless I have something to say, I normally won't write a note. I'll just write, you know, like dash Sam.
You'll just write dash Sam?
Yeah, I'll just put my name.
But you'll write dash like, first?
Like, with no message?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Is that not right?
I don't know. I kind of feel like there should be a message, then a dash Sam, not just sort of like just a dash Sam with no context.
Oh, I see you're saying. Like, the dash signifies, like
from
it's,
Sam.
Right, it's like the above is attributed to Sam.
Yeah. You know, like
right, so I've been, like, writing dash Sam underneath, like, somebody else's name. So I wrote
it's like
their message and their name, and be like, oh, I wrote that, actually.
Yeah, it's like a dialogue. You're, like, quoting them. Dash Sam.
Yeah. I don't know. As we're talking about this, like, the greeting card that gets passed around the office, it occurs to me that, like, greeting cards are never used to actually greet anyone.
Right.
It's never like, oh, hi, it's nice to meet you. Here's the card that, you know, like, will express how I feel about meeting you right now.
That's true.
It's like, it's the one thing that they're not actually used to do is to greet people.
That would be a good use, though, if there was, like, a greeting card just for meeting someone for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And like, you just, like, always had to carry them around with you.
Yeah, and they would just say, like, hello, my name is James. I like dogs. And how are you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it would have to have, like, a clever little rhyme and, like, a sentimental, like, drawing in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It may be, like, a $5 bill.
Yeah, like a $10 gift certificate to Walden Books.
Yeah, like, oh, nice to meet this guy.
Greeting cards as small talk. What do you guys think about that?
Okay, so what is small talk? The weather? Because people already know.
Oh, yeah, like, so people how about this weather we're having?
Uh-huh. That's in the card?
Yeah, that's in the card.
This weather we're having. Wow.
That's good. There's not enough cards about the weather.
So you just, like, open up the card and it says, how about this weather we're having?
This weather.
And you're just like, you're
and,
like
then, and then it says,
yeah.
And then dash Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, you still have to sign it. Or, like, did you guys see the latest episode of Westworld or whatever the TV show is that people are watching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Water cooler talk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch the game?
How about traffic today?
What's your favorite sexual position?
What's your least favorite sexual position?
What's your most shameful sexual position?
What's the worst thing you've done in your entire life?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you do it again?
Would you kill baby Hitler?
Oof.
I mean, that's not small talk. That's like
that's big talk.
That's big talk. That's big
right,
boy talk.
You're right. Which, I don't know. What's so wrong with big talk?
You just can't call it small talk. You have to have some greeting cards for big talk as well.
Oh, okay. So it's like in a different section
in
Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your small talk and you got your big talk.
I like the idea of the big talk greeting cards being physically bigger.
Oh, they should be. Well, yeah, because there should also be some like space to, like, you know, like, really work through your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just sign your name.
Oh, yeah.
Because like the thoughts are already worked out in the card.
Right. So, like, how big are we talking about?
I'd say maybe like 1 foot by 2 feet.
1 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some big talk.
So it's like big, but it's not like unmanageable.
Yeah. It's like smaller than a newspaper, but not by much.
Okay. I'm done with that. So we've got greeting cards for small talk. We've got greeting cards for big talk. Are there other things that we want to address besides just conversation?
Yeah. So I think one of the best functions of a card is that it allows you to say something without you actually having to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just sign your name at the bottom of, like, this sort of cheesy poem-like thing.
Right.
So I would like that to be sort of extended into, like, other situations rather than just sort of, like, celebrations and people being sick or dying.
Uh-huh.
It could be, like, I ate the last of your lasagna in the fridge. Here's a greeting card that says all of my feelings about that, and I just sign the bottom and I give it to you.
Right.
And then, like, you can read it, and you're like, oh, James is real thoughtful.
Uh-huh. And then, like, maybe they have, like, a card that they can give back to you that expresses their feelings about you eating the last piece of lasagna.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that because then nobody ever has to, like, actually communicate.
It's like a more – it's creating a socially acceptable way to be passive-aggressive.
Uh-huh. Right. It's like a Well, like, friendly. I don't think it is passive aggressive at that point. It's just like it's like you've got a mechanic that helps you express something that you might otherwise just bottle up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
That's
kind of
nice,
because
there's definitely situations where you want to say something, but you don't have the words right away, or right. You're like, I won't say it right, or or I'm just going to keep this to myself and like hope this feeling goes away.
Right, but like right now. Right now, I'd like to have a greeting card that says, Sam, could you stop talking so I can get a word in? - Jared.
Wow. Jared, is there something you would like to say?
Could you say that in like a poem form?
I'm going to edit this out, by the way. But go ahead and make yourself feel better.
I was going to say some things that I would like to have cards for, kind of like these like little cards that help you get out of situations, or like things I'd like to apologize for, like I'm sorry for kicking your dog, or like breaking bad news, like I'm just not feeling it anymore, so I guess goodbye.
I'm just not feeling it anymore, goodbye?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go back to the dog kicking card.
Yeah, there's a couple of those that kind of stood out as being, like, how often do you have these occasions that you would need to give these cards?
So I've never kicked a dog on purpose. But, you know, if you accidentally kick a dog,
right.
You still feel bad.
Right, you were sorry about it.
I don't think I've ever kicked a dog even on accident. But I've definitely, like, stepped on a dog's foot.
Okay, so it should be like, sorry I accidentally stepped on your dog's foot. I mean, I guess it'd feel better to get a card about it than if you just, like, said nothing.
Right. Sorry I lost my cool and cussed you out in front of the whole company. - Jared.
- Jared. Yeah. I mean, I think you're both getting at something, which is that there are certain messages that we are more comfortable communicating when they're written down. Right? Like, I think that's right. The reason why people give greeting cards in the first place. Is because it's like, maybe I don't have the right words, or this card, like, just said it better than I would be able to.
Yeah, I've been sending people greeting cards. It's just like a how are you card, and then on the inside I've just written Donald Trump is president.
Oh, man. Jared, it sounds like you send the worst cards.
you should make those cards. Those cards are great.
It was so. What do we have so far?
It'd be so funny.
How are you? Donald Trump is president was one.
Sorry, I kicked your dog was the other one.
Sorry, it was. I think it was amended to sorry, I accidentally stepped on your dog's foot.
Right.
And I'm just not feeling it. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I could also do like we could have cards. That's like remember that time. And then on the inside, I'd write, when you drank 30 of my beers and never replaced them.
I did replace them. So
and then you drank all the replacements.
It's not true.
It is true. You could have a series of greeting cards that are created to, like, carry out an argument through the mail. Where there's, like, counter arguments, you know, like a whole series, and you can choose, like oh, God, which greeting card do I... What do I respond with?
So would they be tailored for every situation, or would it be more like a Mad Lib style?
I think it's sort of a Mad Lib style, because I started that one with, like, hey, remember that time when? And then...
Blank?
Like, like that time when Sam drank 30 of my beers and didn't replace them.
Uh-huh.
And then Sam...
So you're saying, like, all right, so that's interesting, because you could... If you set it up like that, it could be, like, a nice card, or it could be, like, a grudge card... Which I kind of like the idea of sending grudge cards.
You want to send grudge cards?
Well, I mean, it sounds like Jared does. Like, it's
yeah,
just,
well, obviously
just
Jared
like,
wants to send grudge cards.
You know, just like, remember this thing that didn't happen, by the way, but like that I felt happened like 5 years ago that I'm still holding on to and I'm going to bring up in our podcast. Here's a card to remind you that it's still a thing.
Here's another card. The cover says, I just want you to know. And then the inside says, my feelings are still hurt.
Okay.
But the illustration on the outside is like really cheery. Like, I just want you to know. Then you open it. It's like black with like just like dark gray text. My feelings are still hurt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that. Because like the outside cover could be like a little cartoon boy with kind of like hearts in his eyes and kind of like looking like, you know, hands on his cheeks looking like he's in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside it'd be like, my feelings are still hurt.
Uh-huh. I have a few people I would send that card. You know, I think it's a good point, though, Jared. It's like, why is it that we only send cards that are supposed to make people feel better?
Yeah. Let's make people feel worse.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, all right, so that's not really how people are. Like, that's not, like, all that communication is just all trying to make each other feel better all the time.
Yeah. Like, it'd be cool if, for instance, if you were speeding on the highway and got pulled over by a cop, rather than give you a ticket, give you a greeting card with a ticket inside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. Or like when you get a subpoena to go to court,
yeah.
You get a greeting card. You get a greeting card.
It'd be like, sorry, I missed you. I'll see you on July 13th, 2016 at 8:45 a.m.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now we got it. Yeah, I really like the greeting card, like the legal document greeting card.
Well, the legal document's inside the greeting card, right? Uh-huh. So like the outside is like a sorry I missed you or my condolences, but you're being charged with manslaughter.
Even the speeding ticket one is like great. You could have like a cop, like a cartoon cop being like, "Whoa there." Or like not so fast.
You know, I think on that one, I think when you open it up, you've got like a little pop up of a police officer, and in his hand is the ticket.
Oh,
ooh,
I like that. I like pop up cards in general.
Pop up cards are great. Singing cards are somewhat annoying, but also kind of fun.
You mean the ones that you open up and it's got like a little music box?
Yeah, it's got like it plays like We Are Family, except it plays like 6 seconds of it over and over and over again.
Right.
Yeah, those do get annoying, actually.
Also, like, there's some now that have little, like, vibrating things that go in it, like a little hula dancer that'll, like, sort of shake.
Oh, really?
Open the card, yep.
It's kind of fun. I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, cutting-edge technology of greeting cards.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there should be, like, a hologram. Should be, like, one that you open up and it's, like, a little pop-up Tupac.
Well, they've already got the technology for Tupac, so.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Just shrink it down to greeting card style.
I'd like there to be like it opens up and then there's like a gremlin from the movie Gremlins.
Oh,
and he like starts wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
In your house.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you could just like so you could send that to people like at Christmas. Yeah. I like that. I like being able to send people mischief. All right, this is a good thing to talk about because greeting cards are they're pretty standardized, right? Like, we talked a little bit earlier about, like, making small ones and big ones for small talk and big talk.
Right.
But, I mean, it's pretty much, you've got your, like, piece of, like, thick paper folded in half.
Yeah.
And, like, there's been, like, the only real variations that have come from that have been, like pop-ups and the little music thing. And, well, I guess James is sending gremlins, but... I mean, I guess there's, like, e-cards... But, like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a physical thing, I guess.
Yeah, but nobody likes an e-card.
I don't really like it. You're right. I don't
like
e-cards.
No, e-cards kind of suck.
You know, more often than not, I don't even look at them.
Do you still get them? I feel like I haven't gotten an e-card in years.
You know, there's, like, people who were, like, professional contacts from, like, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not that long
ago.
Oh,
like, okay, yeah.
Like
a
people
company
that I used,
card, yeah.
Maybe not even necessarily company cards, but, like, people that I've worked with in some capacity and like we weren't quite friends but we want to like stay in touch.
So is this an e-card to stay in touch?
I don't. But I'm saying like I get e-cards from these people.
Don't do that, guys. Anybody's out there who is doing that.
Stop sending e-cards.
That's not how I do it.
Uh-huh.
Send a real card.
Yeah, no e-cards. That's the one thing that I would say is just to eliminate e-cards.
You just want to straight up just eliminate e-cards.
Yeah. You know, I would only want to get an e-card if it had nude pictures of the person who was sending it.
Oh, I like that.
Noted.
I'm back on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you sending anything with nudes, I think brings it back into relevancy. Well, all right, so what if it was a pop-up nude e-card?
Wait, so
I guess it wouldn't be no. So not an e-card. I want to get a greeting card, like a pop-up greeting card, but it's a nude
of you.
I say, all right, so instead of sending like nudes via text or Snapchat or something, like let's send some like pop-up nude greeting cards instead.
So there,
like, I want this to be the thing that like teenagers are doing. Well, not teenagers, but consenting adults.
But so they are personalized. Like you have to send your actual nudes to like a printer who will print them into a pop-up.
Yes. Yes, this is not just like your generic photo, like a stock photo.
So is that your Christmas card for the year? You just like,
yeah.
You just like print like 200 of them and
yeah,
mail them to all your friends.
Yeah. Season's greetings. Or I don't know. Join me by the fire. I don't know what it would say.
I've got nothing to hide.
That's a nice one.
Join me by the fire.
Yeah, I like that one. And I like that one especially if like if the pop-up is you except you're like reclining.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like next to like a fireplace.
Well, the fireplace is also pop-up but it's behind you.
Yeah.
With some like foil flames and maybe
chestnuts
you're wearing
nuts roasting by an open fire.
You're wearing like a Santa hat and that's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you get the idea. So I don't know about you guys, but one of the things that I would definitely change about greeting cards is the price.
You'd make them more expensive.
I think they are exactly the wrong price for me currently. Because it's like you send them out at Christmas or birthdays or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But like the cheapest are like, what, $3?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the cheapest.
That's not a very good greeting card.
Yeah. And then they can be as much as like 12. They can be pretty expensive.
I've definitely sent some greeting cards that were like $8.
Yeah.
A pop.
That's like something if you're getting like some sort of like original artwork or whatever. But if you're just getting like a thing that's been like printed on like a piece of paper folded in half, I don't know. I just have a hard time paying $3 for it. So like, and the thing is, like, I'm torn because like I get that it's like this is like kind of somebody's. It's like borderline art, you know. This is like it's got
sometimes,
like sometimes they're terrible, but you know what I mean. Like it's something that people have put some sort of work into,
yeah.
And so therefore, there's like a process that people need to get paid for. But it just seems like a lot of money to pay for a piece of paper,
right? So I don't know. I think we could maybe put gems.
Gems.
Precious gems into greeting cards.
Okay. So your solution is like let's make it like an actual gift.
Yeah.
Make it more expensive.
Way more expensive.
And have like an actual value.
Yeah. Like maybe it's like a plate of gold.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or like weapons grade uranium.
So is the whole card in like a little hazmat like suit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to handle it with those Simpsons tongs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Here's some uranium.
You make me glow.
Yeah. Our love's half-life is 100 years.
Which means in 100 years I'll love you half as much. Not bad, really.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. It doesn't sound like a nice thing to say, but it is.
You could also go the opposite route and just attach more symbolic value to the cards. And so what I'm thinking is that you actually, like, somewhere on the back, conspicuously but not too much, you have engraved, like, in the card how much the card cost, like how much the person spent on it.
Uh-huh.
So you could have, like, a card that's just, like, gold covered. And on the back, it says, like, $50. So you know the person who sent you that card spent $50 on the card.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And then it carries symbolic weight.
From now on, greeting cards are our new legal tender.
It's bingo. A
new currency.
I love it. I think it's great. Let's end the Fed.
No, the Fed buys Hallmark.
Oh, you're right. That's okay. That's how we do it.
Yeah. And then an e-card would be like a cryptocurrency.
Oh, man. I love the idea of currency being unique. I mean, it's like kind of counterintuitive to what currency is supposed to be. But if it was like understood that like, all right, I don't know, they'd be coded somehow. So like maybe like all the greeting cards that are this particular shape or this particular color, or you could even come up with something more complicated than that. But there's like some sort of unifying thing that like this category of card is worth five, let's call them hallmarks.
Yeah.
You know, and like this one's worth one hallmark, this one's worth 10 hallmarks.
Uh-huh.
And but each of the cards themselves is unique, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's very cool. That's very cool. So that way you could trade people not only in like this, you know, represented value, but also in sentiment.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, all right, here's $10, but I'm like, is like a begrudging $10?
Yeah.
Or is it like a $10 I'm happy about?
It's 10 fuck you dollars.
Or 10 hallmarks. Yeah. I should say 10 fuck you marks.
What if you wrote like a really, really like nice note in there and that increases the value of the card by like 10%?
That's nice.
Like you've added a little like sentimental value to the card,
which is represented in a real world increase in value of the card.
Oh yeah, and if it was like this is the one Hallmark card that Elvis Presley sent to his mom on Mother's Day, it'd be like worth way more.
Yeah,
it'd be worth 10 Hallmarks.
That would be worth a lot. If yeah. it was, oh, more than that, like a card that Elvis sent to his mom.
How much do you think a Hallmark's worth?
Loved his mom. Probably. how much is like?
Yeah, what's the exchange rate
between dollars Hallmarks and yeah. dollars?
Yeah,
one Hallmark equals $4.95. Roughly. but I think that's such a cool idea. Like this, like exchanging currency, but also exchanging like a sentiment. I think that's very neat. Because there's like so many sentiments that I would just give people all the time.
Right. Like, it's National Cat Day. I'm paying, and I'll pay my, for my ramen with a cat card.
Yeah. Look at this cute little cat playing with a ball of yarn.
And then the person at the ramen place would be like, aw.
Yeah.
That's nice. And then they'd give you change in like their little Hallmark cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, I wish you felt better.
Yeah. And then you would.
Yeah.
I do feel better now.
Well, it sounds like you would like, everyone would be getting richer all the time because they're exchanging currency for the like the value of whatever it is that they're trading, but they're adding this sentimental value on top of it, which is kind of like hard to quantify.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just like because I don't know, you get money like if you get change, like great, you don't like feel. What am I trying to say? You get like a dollar.
Yep,
and. I mean, you're glad to have that dollar, but you don't feel any better about getting that dollar than the last time you got a dollar.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Versus if somebody gave you a dollar and a smile.
Right, yeah. It's like when you get your credit card receipt and your waiter or server or whoever has written like little like thanks with a little smiley face.
It feels good.
You're like, ah, that's nice.
It does feel good. Yeah. Keep doing that, servers. Like, I'm going to tip you more. If you do that, I definitely tip, like, a little bit more. When people, like, write it, like, a little smiley face or thank you or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I add 10 or 15 phone cents, for sure.
10 or 15 cents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't even
hesitate.
It's
totally worth it. I mean, because if you did an hour's worth of smiley faces and you got, like, 100 done...
Uh-huh.
I mean...
It's 10 bucks.
$10 right there.
There you go.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Put a little smiley face on your deposit slip. Okay, well, that fixes the price of cards for me, definitely. I think from now on, I want greeting cards to be currency. That's settled for me.
I would like, okay, so if there's a system where if you add a note, then that adds value to it. But I don't want it just to become like somebody just has their like go-to like note that they just write on every single card just to get an extra 10% out of their currency. I think there needs to be some sort of a way that is judged and its sincerity needs to be measured and quantified so that the extra 10% can be either given or not given.
Well, so here's the thing. I don't think it's something that you can like quantify concretely. Because I think it's something that has subjective value. So, I think there is a value, but it's subjective. And in that case, it'll have diminishing return. So if you write like a nice little note if you write it to the same person, the second time you write it to them, it's not going to be worth nearly as much.
Oh, that's true.
As the first time you did. So you might be able to get away with that if like you're only writing notes to different people. But if like you say you go into your coffee shop where you go every day,
yeah,
and you give your barista a tip, and if you just say the same thing every day, it's not going to mean it's not going to mean anything pretty soon.
Well, depends.
Like what?
Like if I was like if every day on my greeting card when I was like serving you, if I wrote in the greeting card, I wrote Sam, looking hot today.
I think my point stands. I think that one would probably have a little bit more staying power with me, particularly. But like even that, like eventually you're sort of like they're just saying that so I tip them. You know, like it would become less special unless they change it up.
Right, let me try one that I can repeat every day. Go into the coffee shop and I write a little note to you, Sam. I say, Sam, I know what you did last night.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so Jared, you gave a good point, is like what's the nature of the sentiment? Because some sentiments, if it's blackmail, they definitely have endurance. So do you write that one to like everyone that comes into your coffee shop? I know what you did last night.
I think that nobody would go into your coffee shop anymore.
Yeah.
You would lose customers. You might be gaining that 10% in tips or whatever, but you'd be losing it in customers.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
Right. So that is a good point because, like, all right, if we're attaching sentimental value to this new form of currency, which is greeting cards, then some sentiments are clearly worth more to us than others.
Right.
So if somebody, like, expresses a negative sentiment in their currency that they've handed me, like, all right, say, like, James, you owe me 5 Hallmarks for, I don't know, the bar last night.
Okay.
And you're like, fine. Here's your goddamn 5 Hallmarks. And you give me the 5 Hallmarks.
Yeah.
But, like, the sentiment in those Hallmarks is, like, really begrudging.
Uh-huh.
Then I don't think I'm going to attach any extra significance to those cards. And if anything, there's going to be like a negative sentimental value attached, so that the next time I give you Hallmarks, the sentiment attached there will be less.
It's just it's going to be cause a chain reaction of
this is what I'm getting at. Sentimental value, like while it is hard to quantify, it's real, and it has repercussions.
But here's the thing, though, is if something has a sentiment to it, whether it's positive or negative, I think if it's sincere, that's where
it's worth something.
It's worth something.
Okay, fair enough, but it's worth less. It's worth less. Yeah, you're right. It is worth something. I'd be like, James, even though he's begrudging, I do appreciate his sincerity. So I guess you just like break even. I don't know, but like, it's not worth as much to me as like a genuine, like positive sentiment, right?
Yeah.
Do you think people could get so attached to their cards that have like nice sentiment written in them that they refuse to spend their Hallmarks and then they go like destitute?
Definitely.
So, like, I can't part with the really nice things.
This one's so nice.
Uh-huh. They just got like a whole stash.
Sam wrote such a nice message on the inside of this one. I can't spend that. Nobody's ever said anything that nice to me before.
You'd have to start writing really nasty things on your Hallmarks to that person just so that they would spend the money.
Uh-huh. I would do that. I would do that for either of you.
I guess one thing that we should maybe talk a little bit about is how you get your card.
Okay, like what do you mean?
Okay, so you can usually get your greeting cards either in the mail, mm-hmm. in person, or is there a third way?
Well, I guess like we talked about it a little
e-cards.
Bit. Like, e-cards.
And
there's also, you know, there's, say, in person, there's also like those like singing telegrams and those like performance.
Oh, the gorillas?
Kind of things.
The singing gorilla card?
Yeah, stuff like that. So there's like some like atypical delivery methods as well. But I feel like generally it's the two main ways you get it is you either get it in person
or in the mail.
Or in the mail. So, what are we thinking? Like carrier pigeon? Paper airplanes?
Drones?
drones. Yeah.
Yeah, drone strike. They just drop like a bunch of greeting cards.
It's like, happy birthday, drone strike. Ow. That hurts. Hurts to be.
I'm rich.
I would like, if it was like coming up on my birthday or Christmas or something, I would like to have some greeting cards I just find.
Hmm.
Like I'm walking down the street and I step in something. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is that? And I look underneath my foot. It's a tiny little greeting card.
Oh, I stepped in a greeting card.
And then I open it up and it says, happy birthday. It's 1 year closer to being over the hill. Dash Sam.
I figured out like where you would step.
Yeah.
And like put like a card there with, I don't know, something sticky so it would stick to your shoe.
A little bit of adhesive, yeah.
Yeah.
I think with like technology these days, there's already that concept of like geocaching where you hide things at specific coordinates. So you could
have geocaching.
Yeah, but you could have, you know, card caching where it's like you hide a card for somebody and then you upload the coordinates to an app or whatever that alerts that person that they have a card waiting for them at a specific location.
Uh-huh.
So then they have to go and like, and maybe if we're going to copy geocaching, you actually offer clues first. They don't get the specific location, just like the general area plus some clues, and they have to find their greeting card.
Okay, so I like that idea, except I don't want to lose James's like element of surprise, like how he just like stepped on it and it turned out to be a greeting card for him.
Yeah.
But I do like the geocache, like it's like stored at a specific spot.
And
the clues thing. All right, so maybe he's like at his office or something, and then he gets like an anonymous phone call. It's like, is this James Meiser?
Yes.
Leave your desk right now.
Oh, my.
And you like stand up, and there's two Smiths.
And then you step on a greeting card.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's like a something that sends him off on this like series of clues that leads him to this like geocache where he finds a little greeting card.
I only like that if all of my clues are also greeting cards.
Oh.
So it's like greeting cards leading to more greeting cards.
I don't know. I like the idea of getting just like basically the element of surprise. So like getting, because there's nothing that exciting about getting a card like on Christmas or your birthday. Like, sure, it's nice, but it's not surprising. So it's kind of nice to just like be like, oh, wow, a greeting card.
Oh. Like from my friend, Jared.
Yeah. Like, how did he even know that I shopped at this adult video store?
How did he know I would pick up this specific VHS cassette?
No one even watches VHS anymore.
Yeah. That's so thoughtful.
Then you start looking at every other VHS, and they also all have greeting cards. I had to brute force that one.
Yeah. That cost you a lot of Hallmarks.
Yeah, lot of Hallmarks.
What would you guys think if you started getting greeting cards from an anonymous source?
Oh, I would kind of. I think I'd like it. It's got like a certain mystery to it.
I think it depends.
Yeah, what's in the card?
Yeah, what's in the card?
What's
in the card? What's in the card?
Well, okay, if it's just like letters, if it's like various letters cut out of magazines, they're like sending me like a ransom note. Then maybe not, but.
No, like the first one would be like, hello, Sam. This is the first of many.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the first card.
That's it? That's all it's inside? Well, this is the first of many?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I'd read that.
I think I still like it because it's like I'm getting money anyway.
Well, yeah.
It's like I'm getting like $4.95
right.
Every time somebody sends me this anonymous card.
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay.
You're like, all right, I'm going to keep getting money.
Yeah.
Keep getting money.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be a little apprehensive at the same time.
Uh-huh. Right, because you don't, like, know. You don't know what the sentiment is there.
No. You don't know who's
sending it. What's the second
it?
One say?
This is the second of many.
So far, I'm not seeing a downside. Because somebody's pretty much just said that they're going to keep giving me money.
How about, okay, this is the second of many. The third one won't be as nice.
Mm.
Ooh. All
right, that's a little ominous. Then I'd be like, well, I'll see what the third one says before I jump to any conclusions. So what does the third one say?
Yeah, what's the third one say?
Hello, Sam. This is the third one, and there aren't any more after this.
No!
All right, well, I think that wraps it up for this week. If you could go ahead and rate and subscribe to us on iTunes, that would be great. If you have any ideas for future episodes or any, you know, comments on this one, feel free to tweet at us at That Snot Pod on Twitter. And this week, we'd like to give a special thanks to the fine folks at the U.S. Postal Service for delivering all those greeting cards.
Ah, thank you so much, U.S. Postal Service. Rain or shine.
Unless you're delivering a package to my apartment, and then you, no matter what, will not arrive.
Right, and you're always misdelivering my mail to the next-door neighbors, actually, so if you could fix that, that'd be great.
You know, yeah. it sounds like you guys need to do? I think you need to leave them a card.